Welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark A. Bell. Gentlemen.
Hello, Mark.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, lots going on with the appendicitis situation, particularly the role of antibiotics. You chose an interesting article I'll announce in a moment. But, you know, once appendicitis is diagnosed, and there's a whole approach to diagnosing appendicitis, further management is determined by, you know, what the operator, if it's the ED physician or the surgeon, feels the status of the appendix is. Is it intact? Is it perfed? Is there an abscess? Well, in children with appendicitis, we clearly need to give them fluids and hydration and perhaps start them on antibiotics that target gut flora. And we have to remember not to overlook their pain. Again, lots of data suggesting that if we treat pain aggressively, it doesn't in any way impact on the outcome. So let's not forget pain. But once stabilized, many people feel that people, particularly kids with early appendicitis, warrant urgent appendectomies. Also, that would apply to people who are ill-appearing or have an appendiceal abscess or mass or something like that. The status of the appendix and how we assess it can be determined both by a physical exam, things like Murphy's sign, etc., and history, details of onset, the time, the location of the pain, associated symptoms like fever, etc. And then there's imaging, and again, a topic for another day, but the role of CT versus the role of CAT scan versus the role of other types of imaging procedures such as MRI. So early appendicitis is defined as appendicitis without any evidence of perforation or gangrene. The approach of appendectomy has been standard actually since 1890. Those who sort of are proponents of appendectomy at all costs talk about the benefits of direct pathologic examination of the little critter, diagnosis of comorbid conditions, looking for cancers, and the ultimate removal of the appendix so that you don't ever have to worry about appendicitis again. There are complications, wound infections, paralytic ileus, and the like. These are small. They occur in, you know, 2 to 5% of patients. Life-threatening complications as a result of surgery obviously are very rare. Your article that you found is in the journal Pediatrics, published in 2017. It's an electronic version, so I'm not going to give you the long number. But it asks the question, can children with appendicitis be treated with antibiotics instead of surgery? Mark, what did they find?
Yeah, this was this is looking at appendicitis in kids. We've previously discussed studies in adults. There have been, I think, 6 or 7 randomized trials now. And it's really a remarkable turn in our thinking about appendicitis. And in adults, it really seems to be a pretty good option. And certainly if I had acute appendicitis and there were no signs of complications like perforation, I would absolutely want to give it a shot at antibiotics without requiring the surgery. As I tell my patients, there is no problem a surgeon can't make worse. So with apologies to my surgical friends out there, I think they know as well that you know, the best surgery is to not have to have surgery. So these researchers did a careful search for any study they could find, and they included both randomized and observational studies. And they found 10 studies with a total of 766 kids, but only one of those was a fairly small randomized trial. 4 of the studies didn't even have a comparison group. They were really more of a case series. Typically, the antibiotics were given intravenously for 48 hours, and then it was followed up with 3 to 5 days of oral antibiotics. What they found was antibiotic treatment resolved the infection without the need for appendectomy during that initial hospitalization in 396 out of 413 kids. So that's 97%. So it was initially very effective at resolving the acute episode. They then had variable amounts of follow-up in the studies, anywhere between 8 weeks and 4 years. Overall, the rate of appendicitis was 14%. In adults, I believe it's closer to 25%, so it's actually a little bit lower. But there was a lot of heterogeneity. So some of these kids will go on to have an episode, a second episode of appendicitis, but most will not, and most will be effectively, you know, apparently cured. complication rates were similar in the kids who had surgery or antibiotics when there was a comparison group. Overall, these are obviously fairly low-quality observational studies, and we really need a large randomized trial to definitively answer this question, but it sure looks favorable, and it looks as if we could probably expect similar results in kids as in adults. Certainly, you know, I hope somebody's planning to do that study soon.
The take-home message being, be conservative. As a friend of mine once said, no problem, a surgeon can't make worse.
Yeah. Well, I think that, you know, it would be challenging. And, you know, I think it is a bit of an open question. You know, do you believe these observational studies, A, and B, do you believe that appendicitis in kids is going to respond similarly to appendicitis in adults? I think there still has to be a lot of room for judgment. It certainly doesn't mean that this is how we should treat every kid. A lot of it, I think, depends on, you know, obviously how sick the kid is and how the presence of complications. Really, it's only recommended for acute appendicitis without complications, even in adults. And I think it also depends a lot on, you know, how good the follow-up we think will be. Will the parents be able to observe the kid closely, and if there's a recurrent episode, get them in quickly for evaluation?
Great points. And even if one in seven kids are going to have a recurrence and require surgery, obviously that means that six out of seven aren't. And if you can treat them without having surgery and get them past this episode, that sounds great.
Yep.
Talk to you next week.
All right. Sounds good.
That's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to look at this and other recent poems, please go to www.infopoems.com. Please join us again next week for another medical poem.